Sunshine Coast mayoral hopeful Rosanna Natoli says she's waiting for preferences and postal votes to be allocated to be certain, as the television presenter and university lecturer is on track to become the new mayor of the Sunshine Coast. At last count, Ms. Natoli had extended her lead over nearest challenger Ashley Robinson by more than 5,500 votes, with former Division 8 councillor Jason O'Pray in third position. The mayoral hopeful says voters have clearly shown they want real change.
If you have a look at the candidates, there were a lot of really good, strong candidates, which is why we've got quite a split voting base. But the vast majority were voting for change, not more of the same. So that is something that I think all of the council will need to listen to and try to work towards, so that we really can, if I'm lucky enough to be the one who's chosen, if we can make that change happen.
Looking at divisions briefly, and Terry Landsberg looks to be re-elected in Division 2. Jenny Broderick has a 54% share of votes in Division 1, while Joe Natoli will likely be returned as a councillor in Division 4. And in Noosa, former councillor Frank Wilkie has a convincing lead in the race for mayor, holding a 40% share ahead of former councillor Ingrid Jackson on 24%. To other news, an independent review into venues for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games is to be handed down today. It's believed a new $3.4 billion stadium at Brisbane's Victoria Park will be the top recommendation. This means the planned $2.7 billion Gabba knockdown and rebuild would be scrapped. Three of the five planned Olympic venues on the Sunshine Coast were included in the review, with the region poised to host basketball preliminaries, football preliminaries and mountain biking events in the Games. According to the Courier-Mail, those planned infrastructure projects, including the expansion of Sunshine Coast Stadium, will be recommended to proceed. And briefly, amendments to the development scheme for the Maroochydore City Centre Priority Development Area have been adopted by the Minister for Economic Development. The changes to the 10-year-old existing plan will allow for a centralised park and waterways, more accessible public open space, and the future Sunshine Coast rail connection.